beguiled by the way sea and sky played together, almost always unpredictably. John F. Kennedy was enthralled by the complexity of the Atlantic Ocean, the moody sky, the invisible might of the tides, shifting clouds, and the yaw and pitch of movement. To be on the water in a sailboat, even in a cruel wind, provided him with a profound connection with nature. At the America's Cup dinner in Newport, Rhode Island in 1962, President Kennedy spoke on behalf of those of us who regard the ocean as a friend, as he put it. I really don't know why it is that all of us are so committed to the sea, except I think it is because in addition to the fact that the sea changes and the light changes and ships change, it is because we all came from the sea. And it is an interesting biological fact that all of us have, in our veins, the exact same percentage of salt in our blood that exists in the ocean, and therefore we have salt in our blood, in our sweat, in our tears. We are tied to the ocean, and when we go back to the sea, whether it is to sail or to watch it, we are going back from whence we came. Oceans were mystical to Jack Kennedy. Though he was not known to surrender emotionally to land and bodies of fresh water, he drew spiritual nourishment from the hypnotic rush of surf on a shoreline at high tide. At such times, a calm peacefulness washed over him, propelled by the fresh scent of the breeze, the glint of the sun setting on the sea, and the primordial sound of water crashing and rippling. Like any good mariner, Kennedy knew that the ocean drives climate and weather, regulates temperature, and holds 97% of Earth's water. Given his family lineage and predisposition, his muse and spiritual home was the Atlantic seaboard, from Cape Cod to Newport to Palm Beach. That bond with the sea made him sympathetic with the proto-environmentalism that swept over the United States in what historians call the Long 60s. 1960 to 1973. Indeed, seashore preservation would be a catalyst of the Silent Spring Revolution, which the writer Rachel Carson ignited. Kennedy was born on May 29, 1917, in Brookline, Massachusetts, a middle-class streetcar suburb of Boston. The solid residence at 83 Beals Street, now a National Park Service site, was a safe harbor in a troubled world, with the United States' involvement in the Great War in full swing, only a month old. His mother was a member of one of Boston's most successful political families, the Fitzgeralds. His father, Joseph Kennedy Sr., a 1912 graduate of Harvard University, parlayed what connections an Irish Catholic might make within Boston's business circles into financial success in Wall Street investment banking and real estate development, culminating in the acquisition of RKO Pictures and Pathé Studios. The senior Kennedy, a fierce competitor, was determined that his four sons wouldn't be spoiled rich kids. He willed them to make a mark of distinction on American life, preferably in politics. Jack Kennedy spent much of his youth in New York, first in the Riverdale section of the Bronx, in a house not far from the Hudson River. There, he joined a Boy Scout troop to learn Indian lore, woodcraft, canoeing, and camping skills. "When I am a scout," he wrote in a letter, "I have to buy canteens, haversacks, blanket, searchlights, poncho things that will last for years."